Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as if you want any scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I've got a lot to say in the first segment here. We have Liz Collin from Alpha News joining us in just a couple of minutes here. She's going to go in depth on the fall of Minneapolis and that what the Attorney General, the said Attorney General, Keith Ellison, who's hated by the people of the state of Minnesota, had to say about the documentary. I don't even believe he's seen it. Guess what he called it? I'm not going to say it. I'll let you hear it for yourself from Liz Collin in just a moment from Alpha News. Really quick, did you guys know that Joe Biden is now the president of Israel? I guess he's the president of the world, and I guess the American people don't know the difference. I guess, you know, having 737 military bases in 142 countries, I guess that's normal. And now what are we hearing? We just heard during the break. They want you to believe this nonsense, friends. Biden is now issuing an executive order targeting four Israeli settlers in West Bank. I didn't know that was congruent to the U.S. Constitution. Oh, it's not. I mean, this reminds me of Ron DeSantis from Florida flying over into Israel and then signing on to hate crime legislation. Folks, do you understand what's happening here? I mean, do you see what they're trying to create here? An empire. And we are an empire of laws under God, not an empire of laws under a bunch of dictators. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Also read Psalm 94, verse 20 when you get a moment. I mean, again, you can't make it up. I mean, you really can't. I'm sitting here laughing. And what's sick about all this is the American people will take it like Joe Biden, like the said president of the United States of America, has the right to go ahead and intrude into the affairs of other countries. We have none of that constitutional authority. Oh, P.S., speaking of the military, did you see this, folks? While we're being invaded by the illegals right now, by your federal government, by the DHS, and the list goes on concerning the alpha organizations in the United States of America, the agencies. Isn't it interesting that they're now deploying our military over into the Middle East? Oh my goodness, was Henry Kissinger right when he said, he was right in what he said in the sense of people aren't paying attention to what he's saying. Instead of stopping it, they're just going along with it as if what he said is right and as if what he said is okay. Also put up my next point up to Amos 4. But what did Henry Kissinger, this guy's now in hell where he belongs, he's eating the fruit of his sin, Romans 6:23. And the fact of the matter is, while he was here, he sat next to every president of corporate America telling them what? Go ahead, start this war. Start a war over here. It doesn't matter because our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political what? Folks, again, you cannot make this kind of stuff up. And I'm thinking of, again, Henry Kissinger, military man. Listen carefully, friends. Crazy. He's also a known war criminal in other countries. I don't know if people are awake to this fact, but it doesn't matter. Now he's dead, right? But look at the things that he said. are just dumb, stupid animals. Stupid animals. Hang on. Just want to give you the quote exactly what he said, verbatim. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Was he right? Well, if he wasn't right, then why are the American people acting as if he is right? That's my point. I mean, this is insane. But again, here we are, right? Just giving you the information that the American people are being rained down upon concerning the judgments. Let's go to the next point. Teeing this up for now, Liz Collin from Alpha News. You guys know yesterday I highlighted the fact that majority of 2,500 Spanish-speaking students recently enrolled at MPS are new to the country. Notice they're being schooled. Notice you're paying for their schooling. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, they will be made the head, you will be made the tail. Your military is being deployed into the Middle East right now for 10-month deployments. Okay? While you're being invaded. Think, Americans. Think about what's going on here. I want you to take a look at this. This is a video that just recently came out.
Yes,
and I
driving a Mercedes.
It's illegal in the United States of America, walking into a gas station.
Gets out of the Mercedes and walks into the convenience store carrying an assault rifle.
Carrying an assault rifle.
He approaches the stunned clerk.
He steals the food. He walks out, doesn't pay for it.
He then asks her for a pack of cigarettes.
Okay.
And then leaves.
He just grabs what he wants to. Goes outside. Looks like an AK is what it looks like.
A black truck.
And then he goes up to a black truck.
Josh Ross says when the
pulls the trigger and then steals the man's truck. Runs from the police. Folks,
with a hit and run.
Again, you got to keep in mind if they come over here illegally, you got to expect this is how they're going to act. Well, he tried to run from the cops. He stops. And then he opens fire on the police. Okay, this is what you're getting from the illegals, folks. If they're here legally, that's one thing. That's called a simulation. If not, you know what? We don't want them here. Here's another one for you. This is in New York. Look at this one carefully, folks.
Are looking for a suspect who exchanged gunfire with another.
If you notice their clothes, you can see they're not Americans.
It happened in Queens. The NYPD released surveillance video showing one suspect in a gray hoodie standing on a street corner as a black sedan pulls up.
Okay, this is what you're getting from the illegals, folks.
The other one looked for cover.
Just reminding you as to what you're opening yourselves up for.
The suspect in the hoodie was shot in the shoulder.
And how federal and state governments are hazarding the lives of their constituents. They must be held accountable. And according to the law, that's exactly what happens if they commit a crime. They are to be held accountable. Now, I also want you to notice, I played this the other day for you. This is a bunch of illegals attacking our police in New York. Remember, I shared this with you yesterday? Well, I want you to see how they're responding to the fact. They're not ashamed, friends. Look at this.
Two officers were trying to break up a rowdy crowd near a migrant shelter on 42nd Street. While arresting one of the men, the other said, hey, I'm not going to just sit there. I'll jump in.
Look at this, folks. These are illegals attacking your grandpas, your dads, your uncles, your brothers, your cousins, your friends, your neighbors. The lives of our police are being hazarded by federal and state governments that are alluring these illegals into America. What was the response? Well, guess what, friends? The very one that was a part of attacking and assailing our police officers, he was released without bail. No joke. He was released without bail, okay? Illegal immigrant suspects in NYPD attack flip off cameras. He's flipping off the cameras, Americans. Are you paying attention to what's going on here? They know exactly what they're doing. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We're going to take up Liz Collins from Alpha News on the other side in just a moment here. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, I wanted to let you know really quick, if you want to check us out online, please do. We want you to check out what's going on right here and now with Liz Collins from Alpha News. If you'd like to check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up Liz Collins from Alpha News. She had actually did a documentary on the fall of Minneapolis. And, folks, she's making some waves, and I'm glad. You know, and here again, with all due credit and giving Liz a high five, here's the women doing the stuff again, as we call it in the ministry. Where are the men to stand up and do what needs to be done? Well, that's not the case here. We have Liz Collins joining us now from Minneapolis. Thank you for joining us, Liz. I appreciate you, and I'm glad to have you.
Glad to be back here, Bradley. Thank you. You were one of the brave ones to have me on early on with the book, so I was glad you asked again for the documentary.
Isn't that something? I'm doing good. It reminds me of what Ben Franklin said, Liz. He said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And we're seeing so much of that across the country today. But again, I thank God that there's people out there actually doing what needs to be done in spite of the people that are doing nothing. But with that, I just want to go fast forward. You've been getting a lot of traction with this documentary. I mean, I noticed you were making waves across the country. Fox News is where I kept seeing you pop up over and over and over again. What's transpired since you've actually done the documentary? I'm curious to know, as are our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, so it's really been amazing. You know, we put out this documentary in the middle of November, not really sure you know, where things would go. We wanted to offer it for free. That was important to us, to make the truth free. So it was a crowdfunded effort to be able to just throw that on Rumble and YouTube to get as many people to see it as possible. So far, more than 7 million people have. And yeah, you're right. There's been quite a few places that have taken note, interviewed me, reviewed the film and whatnot. There's been some other things that have happened also that certainly we were never hoping for. That includes, Derek Chauvin being stabbed in prison 9 days after this documentary is released. There's a lot of questions about that. I know we can continue talking about. But also he has sort of made a plea looking for more legal help now, as so many eyes have been opened, I'd say across the country, but I think around the world, there were so many people that were just simply afraid to talk about this. You know that better than anyone.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about it is my brother, because I come from a military family. My son's going to college right now to be a sheriff. My brother's also on the police reserve in Minneapolis area. So there's a lot of back-end story that you may not know, but there's a lot of going on concerning who we are, the people that we have in our lives as law enforcement, so on and so forth. But what was interesting is my brother actually sent me the video, and I just got to be straight up honest with you from the kickoff here, from the get-go concerning what we're going to talk about. When I first seen the video of the police officer with his knee in the back of the neck of George Floyd, I got to tell you, if I would have been there, if I'd have been standing there, I'd have been one that wanted to be a part of getting that police officer off of George Floyd in that particular situation. Now, on the other side of that, if I would have did that and I got shot, that would have been justified, right? But if I'd have saved George Floyd's life, nobody would have cared because it didn't fit the narrative. And that's the sad part of it. You're almost like deed if you do and deed if you don't, literally. But what were your thoughts when you originally seen this? Because, I mean, if you've taken this much time to painstakingly set up this documentary in such a fashion that you have and dissecting it in the way that you have, what were your first thoughts when you first seen that?
Yeah, so I think my reaction was like anyone else. It obviously seemed very, very troubling. I don't think anybody's here saying everything looked good, looked normal. But I also knew with so many of these interactions, just being a reporter for 20 years, that there was more to this story. And so I knew that soon we would be learning all of the circumstances. But in this case, we didn't.
Yeah.
The body camera footage was hidden. So much was hidden and manipulated. And people should wonder why that was, because that's something I had never seen before.
Okay, so let's go fast forward then. You did your documentary, and I'm very glad that you did. And nothing in there, I have to be honest about, nothing in there surprised me. And, of course, they were trying to conceal this information because they love these sorts of narratives that they drive. They did it with Rodney King back in the 90s. They withheld all that information. They started and they created domestic insurrection, as we all the well know. And look at all the information that was hidden, yet the jury found them not guilty. So going fast forward, now we know George Floyd is a criminal. Can you kind of go ahead and convey to us some of the information that was unfolded concerning some of the information, or should I say more than not, that was hidden from the people and hidden from the public at large?
Yeah, I think so much of that, which is why we start the fall of Minneapolis with the body camera footage, so much of that is kind of these lies by omission, not getting out that footage, including George Floyd talking about how he can't breathe before Derek Chauvin is even there just yet. George Floyd saying that he didn't take anything as officers are questioning his behavior and asking him what's going on. Thomas Lane calling for an ambulance 36 seconds after he himself, George Floyd, asks to be laid on the ground because he refuses to comply and get in the back of the squad car. You have Tutau, who calls again for an ambulance, as you have a very questionable EMS response that day at Cup Foods at 38th in Chicago in Minneapolis. So just again, I still say, if they would have been honest about this, went frame by frame through this entire interaction, I don't think we'd be here having this discussion. But to go to great lengths, 2.5 months to delay a release of this video, by that time so many people had moved on and many parts of America had burned to the ground. Instead, you have these so-called leaders I still have a hard time using that term when it comes to municipal leadership. You have them fanning the flames, making this all about race when the evidence never suggested such a thing at all. So, people have asked if I'm, glad that this has taken off the way it has, and certainly I am, but I'm also thinking, has anyone really paid for this yet?
Right.
These leaders were reelected, certainly haven't apologized. You have these officers locked up, and in Derek Chauvin's case, he will be for decades if something doesn't change.
And that's interesting. And I, by the way, going again, fast forward to something that was said earlier, and I have a bunch of tabs pulled up, so if we didn't have that conversation, it's because I'm already watching you online right now. But it was interesting, the timing of that attack with Chauvin in prison. That was the first thing that came across my mind as well. Look at the timing of all this. There's a lot more going on behind this than the American public know. What can you say to that concerning what, in fact, is happening behind the scenes with Derek Chauvin?
Yeah, and that's why I think every citizen of this country should care. And Alex King speaks to that, too, in the documentary. Is this what you want your justice system to look like, to be ruled by the mob? I mean, are we okay with that as citizens?
Yep.
But you're right. You have the FBI involved in this case within just hours of George Floyd's death. It's the presidential election year in 2020. Chaos has kind of ensued as a result of COVID. People are cooped up, et cetera. So this kind of becomes the perfect moment for certain left-wing groups and politicians to pounce, in my opinion. And I think that, certainly it's my opinion, but I think documentation also points to this being planned as well. So you have the FBI called in within just a couple hours. You have Derek Chauvin, who goes to a federal facility for 15 months without any incidents at all. I've been in touch with his family and with Derek Chauvin as well. He had a job. He was working at the prison. And then out of nowhere, this guy that he said he didn't even know. I mean, he knew of him, but never had any trouble with him. He just decides to stab him while he's working on his case in the law library the day after Thanksgiving. And I shouldn't even say stab him. I mean, try to kill him. That's pretty clear, 22 times. And again, this John Terskak, the man responsible, is a former FBI informant.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take too long, I think, to connect the dots. And also the only person to get an update on Derek Chauvin's condition, if you recall, was the man who put him behind bars in the first place, and that would be the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison's called days before Derek Chauvin's own family is.
Yeah. Well, again, it just comes back to the writings on the wall, and we've seen the history of this over and over again within the system of what we call government. And I want to say something to something that you said earlier, Liz. We have a representative limited government. We don't have leaders in this country. We have Article 6, Section 2. That is our leader under God, and we know that when we walk in the Capitol. And I totally agree. And I also want to say, Liz, I am 100% behind what you just did, every step of the way. I thought it was fantastic that you took the time to uncover all of this nonsense, because a lot of people suspected it was going on anyways. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Liz Collins. Let's ask her about what Ellison actually came up with concerning the documentary. Folks, probably before even seeing it, I guess we're going to have to ask that question. Talking with Liz Collins, Alpha News, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling the decision to not press charges in President Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he cooperated when federal investigators asked to have 50 classified documents reviewed and returned.
Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges. And this matter is now closed.
Biden had been holding on to classified documents since his time as vice president under Obama. Trump is still facing federal indictments for refusing to cooperate with federal officials for the return of documents seized by the FBI in a raid of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home 18 months ago. There are now grand jury indictments filed against seven immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left two NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you're on social media platforms and you have a question that you want me to ask Liz, or if you want to call in, do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'll do my best. Okay, there's a lot of people on live chat right now, just so you know. So I'm doing my best to look down for a moment. Let's get back to Liz, Colin from Alpha News. First of all, how do people get a hold of you? You are becoming very popular in Minneapolis. I've been here for, I don't know how long you've been here, Liz, but I was born and raised in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I've been making a lot of waves in the state of Minnesota for 25 years, in a righteous sense. And it's interesting because I've always tried to do everything that I can do and more, because I know I'm going to answer for everything I do and what I don't do in this life. And when Alpha News first came out, I spent some time with Tony, which was fantastic. We went down there, spent a little time with him, and then we were introduced to what you were doing. And it's my understanding right now, Alpha News, you guys are just blowing up exponentially in a very good way. Is this true?
Yeah, I mean, we've had considerable growth the last few years, which I think goes to show people, you know, do care about the truth. But I knew that there was so much the mainstream media wasn't reporting, which is why I left, you know, just kind of tired of pushing that propaganda. And I was a reporter at WCCO and an anchor for nearly 15 years. Oh. Been in the business for 20 years, now more, in mainstream media. But yeah, there was kind of like this switch that was flipped that I just didn't feel good about doing it anymore. And it's nice to work with people at Alpha News because we share similar values and such, and we focus on that, you know, the things that the mainstream media refuses to cover.
Where do you want to drive traffic to? Where would people go if they want to check you out?
Yeah, so alphanews.org is the website. You can sign up there, put in your email, and you'll get a free email every day. We don't charge. We're a nonprofit, so we might beg you for money here and there. But
well, that is kind of how it works, right? And most people that are not in that business do not understand that. But Alpha News.
Yeah, and also, there's plenty of information, too, on this project we're talking about, Bradley, at thefallofminneapolis.com, including all of our research. We posted all of it, pages and pages, a year's worth of work, so people can take a look at this for themselves. I don't really consider myself some, you know, crazy conspiracy theorist. You know, that's clearly what I'm painted as, but, you know, more of a fact finder, as controversial as that is these days.
Yeah, well, as they say, you know what, they talk about conspiracy theory. I don't know anybody talking about conspiracy theory anymore, and I'd like to say this. You know what, there's so many conspiracy theories, I've ran out of all of them. I need some more. And that's exactly what's happening here, and it comes through Scripture in Jeremiah 11:9. The Lord talked about it quite a bit. But with that said, I want to go back, and I want to hit something that you had brought up about what took place with Derek Chauvin in prison there. Mysteriously, right after you released this documentary, a couple days, I don't know exactly the timing, but I believe it was a short time thereafter, that the Mexican Mafia FBI informant tried to kill Chauvin. Is that correct in saying that?
Yeah, it was 9 days after, and I will say that I posted an update recently on Alpha News about Derek's condition. He spent about a week in the hospital in total, and he's now back in that facility in Tucson. They don't allow visiting, but they did allow his family out there a few weeks ago. He noticeably lost a lot of weight. He's in this unit 24 hours a day, in this dark room, no windows. You know, he had that before. Not only that, but he's only been outside a couple times since. And when he is in the yard, he's shackled. It's, you know, he doesn't have access to his materials as he did before with his case and whatnot. So I think his family's pretty upset at the, you know, him being the victim of this stabbing, obviously. But it seems like he has a long recovery ahead, and he's not being able to access any rehabilitation services or anything.
Have you had a personal access with Derek for the documentary?
Yes, I have. And my amazing director of the film, Dr. J.C. Shea, he's a former police officer as well. He is kind of the point of contact with Derek Chauvin and tries to help as best as he's able.
Okay, good. Another thing I'm thinking about is what's been the blowback since this documentary has come out? Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, I knew, as I kind of expected with the mainstream media, of course, they just have ostrich syndrome over all of this. If they just stick their head in the sand long enough, maybe I'll go away, but I'm not going away.
Amen.
Always remind them of that. So the Star Tribune wrote, I think it was a couple lines, just basically saying that the point of the film was to gain sympathy for these officers, which I don't exactly think, anyway, the way they're able to spin it up. But I will say that if there's been people who try to debunk the documentary, if you will, we're simply pointing out all of these facts. That you weren't told, question yep. why you weren't told them, and then decide for yourself whatever you want at the end of the documentary. So people, you know, name call, you know, things along those lines. But I will say, however, many people, including publicly in podcast platforms and whatnot, have said that this completely changed their mind. People on, let's say, you know, the other side of the political spectrum, and they're angry also that they were not given this information early on, and they would have changed, you know, their thought on this. And now here we all are left to suffer the consequences of these lies.
Yeah. One of those people just happened to be this guy, and I believe the commissioner of police and the whole police commission, I should say, I said it right the second time around, denounced Keith Ellison, and it was interesting how he came out of nowhere. Matter of fact, he's from Michigan. I don't know that you know that or not, Liz, but that's where he's from. And I know that he's also appointed as a congressman over the 5th District, and I also know that people did not like Keith Ellison within or without the state. So it was quite interesting that he got put in the position that he did. As a matter of fact, we said right when we heard that he was running for the AG's office to fix his inn, and that's exactly what took place, not once but twice. But what we see here is the AG, Keith Ellison, of all people. Keith Ellison said that the fall of Minneapolis is a partisan propaganda. It's not factually based. What say you to this? And here's the other thing. Did the guy even watch it? Which he probably didn't. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's what he says right away. Here's what's amazing, too, Bradley, just for background. So this thing is out. I mean, I think it had been out for at least more than a month, 6 weeks, if not. And by that point, you know, millions of people had watched it. The only reporter to even ask the Attorney General about this, and keep in mind, I tried for months to get the Attorney General to do an interview for the book. So people are like, well, why didn't you interview? They don't want to answer questions about any of this. So they do to specific reporters, of course. But he says in the interview, this Fargo reporter, because Keith Ellison happens to be in town doing an event, he says, you know, what did you think of the fall of Minneapolis? And the Attorney General is quick to say, I have not seen it, but it's political propaganda and not based in fact. Interesting though, but he hadn't seen it. So
that's kind of how they operate. I mean, it's, you know, what's the first casualty in every war is the truth, and that's exactly what's missing here. But again, folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Liz Collin from Alpha News. She's the one that is responsible for actually creating the documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis. Liz, I got you for about three more minutes. What is it that you would like to convey to the people? I'm gonna give you 2 to 3 minutes to go ahead and say whatever you need to say, what you feel is pertinent to the information that you're giving to this documentary, and would you also kind of let us know as to where you see this thing going? Is there going to be any conclusion? Are people going to be held responsible for the crimes that they committed, what the things that they lied about, so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. So to be continued when it comes to that question, Bradley. I hope that people, if anything, this has given them perhaps a bit more courage to pass this on, to be able to talk about this subject. I think for far too long, so many people have been silent, you know, not only about this, so many things. But feel free to send it on. If you're not comfortable posting it on social media, Facebook hates people that seem to post this. That's where we've gotten the most blowback when it comes to big tech. But I know many people who just happened to, they said, I just put it on in the living room during Christmas and everybody stayed and watched it. Nobody has stormed out or anything along those lines. So, and I also heard from, you know, a girl who was in high school when this happened. She marched out of her high school at the time, thinking, you know, the police are horrible. And she said, she's in college now, and she said this documentary completely changed her mind, and she was very upset by the lies. And her college professor, where she is now, actually watched the documentary for the whole class to see. So I think, you know, having these conversations, this is very organic, putting this out, because we're not going to get the help from, you know, the big corporations. That's just not the way it works. But, you know, we still have a voice in all of this. And,
yeah.
And also, we shouldn't stand for lawlessness. I mean, that's what this has led to.
Absolutely. Article 4, Section 4, we are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by a party system, not by a lawless system in any sense of the word. Let's go back one more time because I got about a minute left with you, Liz. Where do people find you? It's important that they do. And again, I'm very happy for your guys' success with this documentary. I'm happy for the success at Alpha News because it's important to all of us, not just in Minnesota, but across the country. Where do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, and real quick, too, I think a lot of people can do things to support our police. Not much is done there, so I want to say that as well. So head to alphanews.org, also The Fall of Minneapolis. That will have everything there. You can also order DVDs. I'm trying to give this movie away for free, but I guess some people still want it on DVD, so you can buy,
isn't that something?
Buy
yeah.
one here.
Yeah, it's something. Okay, well, I totally appreciate you, kiddo. If there's anything you need, please don't be afraid to call us. I'm happy you're here, and I know a lot of people are happy that you guys are out there, and fantastic job on this documentary. So
great.
Salute you in a big way, kiddo.
Salute you right back. Appreciate you, Bradley. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yep, you got it. Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we're going to just go ahead and close it up the best way we can concerning the last segment. Folks, I think that this information is so pertinent to what's going on because, again, the fall of Minneapolis with Liz Collins and Alpha News is just another strong point that we want to make, that you have bad guys incumbent in the halls of government that need to lawfully be dealt with on so many different levels. And P.S., the fall of Minneapolis did just that. It just added to the truth.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks. Again, this is what I want on the show. This is who I want around me. The Word of God says, this is King David. Just went through 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, first part of Kings, and I'm going through the book of Psalms right now. But King David said that he desired that he would have around him those that feared the Lord, and of them that kept thy precepts. Well, oftentimes, friends, you're going to find the doers of the word aren't always in the church. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm not in any sense of the word making innuendo concerning Liz Collins. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying I want to make sure that I have people around me that are doers of the word and not hearers only, because there's too many people out there doing nothing but talking about the problems. talking about the problems, folks, is giving voice to the enemy unless you're exposing the crime that the law, namely the people, need to bring forth and execute upon the heads of the wicked. And when I make reference to Scripture, folks, you can find that 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, you're going to see that those Scriptures completely do just that. You, the people, keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. You're in trouble because you didn't keep his commandments. I mean, I can go back and forth and back and forth playing ping pong with these Scriptures, pro and con, concerning the responsibility of the people and what happens if they don't enforce God's law. And Liz Collin did that. And she did that in the fall of Minneapolis. She put her neck out there. This woman put her neck out there doing interview after interview in this documentary, painstakingly deciphering the truth of the matter, showing the people throughout the United States of America and the world for the most part, the lies that are being told by those said representatives sitting in office today, and they need to be dealt with. People ask me all the time, and I give you the answer all the time. The answer is found within the U.S. Constitution. They must be impeached. They must be prosecuted. Don't sit there and tell me, let's go to Minnesota. You have 5.9 million people in the state that can't call forth impeachment above the heads of those that sit in the Capitol. You've got to be out of your mind. And folks, what they do is communists use the scare tactics. What they like to do is use the mainstream media to scare off anybody that's close or going in for justice. Why? Because they hate the law that exposes their crimes. They hate the lies or the light that reproves their lies. Ephesians 5:11. When you look at, for example, let me go to Isaiah 5:20. It says, woe unto them. Woe is cursing them. They're bringing a curse upon themselves. They're trying to shut the lights off, friends. Okay, so they can operate in darkness. That's what the devil does, okay? Woe unto them that call evil good. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say this whole documentary is premised on nothing but speculation and propaganda, bipartisan, said the attorney general. I don't even like calling him that. He's done nothing to earn it. He's a criminal. He's a plant, and everybody in the state knows that. But he's done nothing to earn the position in which he sits. But what he is doing, not only does he call himself a Muslim, and he advocates for those that those things that God clearly condemns, but to advocate a lie on such a scale that he did here, oh my goodness, dude, you are playing with a God that calls what you're doing an abomination. And you should know better. Any dictator knows that the Bible is no mere book. It is that it's a living creature, and that it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. You're playing a dangerous game. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're all together in alliance, Isaiah 28:18. I don't care. I'm telling you, you're all individually going to stand before God and acknowledge His Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord, as you bend the knee and do it. Like it or not, it doesn't matter. You're going to do it all by yourself. Your buddies aren't going to be there with you in hell, as you're told, and that's a popular saying in the rock and roll scene and a Hollywood scene and those corrupt in the scenes that they hang out in and have part to play in. It's pretty crazy. You're going to answer unto the Lord for what you do and what you don't do. But what I'm talking about scripturally are those that are calling the evil good. And the good evil, they're revising the definitions and meanings of these words that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Folks, do you realize that as you sit back and tolerate apathetically, through what you call tolerance, as accomplices to the crimes of those that you're tolerating in office, like the likes of Keith Ellison? Do you realize what you're doing is hastening judgment not only upon yourselves? He's hastening judgment upon the country. Because an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And God is not mocked. If you want to look at the great specificity of God's judgments, open your eyes, folks. Oh my goodness. The Bible says that He will not at all overlook the iniquity. He will not overlook it. He will go to the thought, to the intent of the heart. And we're going to have to answer for all of that. And so when we allow corruption to remain in office, what we're doing is we're really allowing the reflection of who we are as a people to tolerate those crimes, which means before God, we're just as guilty as the person committing the crime. And I don't care how you look at that or not. That is scriptural business, folks. Are things getting better by tolerating these crimes? Absolutely not. I was just talking about how the likes of Tim Walz, the said governor, he was not reelected. Neither was Ellison. There's no way you're going to convince anybody in the state they were reelected. Consider voter fraud. But what they're doing is they're advocating crime. They're acting in a communistic, totalitarian fashion. You can call it what you want, authoritarian, so on and so forth, tyrannical. They're acting in a way that is unjustifiable, okay? And what I'm talking about is they're justifying the wicked. And what they're doing is they're condemning the just. And the Bible says even they both are an abomination. And I said yesterday, when you see that word abomination, folks, you better understand you're on a new level of warfare. You're now daring the justice of God. And you're seeing that you're getting a response now. Earlier during the first segment, I was highlighting the crimes that are being committed by the illegals in America. I showed you how you're being invaded right now. And in the process of doing that, the crimes that are being committed by the illegals. See, you're allowing the federal government and the state governments to allure them in. And guess what they're doing? They're responding. And what is it? It's judgment upon a people that don't understand that the Lord gave him commandments in dealing with such a people, okay? And what's the response from the illegals? Well, they're giving you the finger after they just jumped a bunch of cops in New York. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I highlighted an article the other day, speaking of which, of a little girl that was raped and murdered by an illegal. And that was just at the beginning of the week. I played a video for you concerning a said representative saying, look at what's going on. Everybody in America is being ID'd to no end. And yet the illegals can come in and they don't have to show anybody a picture ID or nothing. My goodness, folks, what I see is the Lord responding and the Lord, in a way, provoking the people to respond in a righteous sense. But I can see, by the lack of response, the lack of Christianity, because real Christianity will not tolerate it in any sense of the word. They will just not tolerate it. Okay, let me make two more points. I got two more pieces I want to show you. Yesterday I had showed you this. The Capitol Police won't charge after two men recorded themselves having sex. It was videotaped, by the way, in Senate office building. Okay, it shows you who the Capitol Police are. They're stacking these operations in federal, these alpha agencies, state agencies, state departments. They're stacking them with sodomites. And so what they're not going to do is they're not going to prosecute their own. Okay? And but they are willing to go ahead and prosecute, and this is what I want you to see, because you probably heard about this. I'm going across the boards right now because I got a short amount of time. Remember this Navy SEAL who toppled the satanic display? Did you see, according to Christian Post, which, by the way, be careful of that outlet, because they have a lot of admixture to their site. But I do want to say this. Sometimes they have good stuff, but I'm saying be careful, that's all. Okay? Again, hold it to the word, hold it to the Constitution. But Navy vet who toppled satanic display slapped with a hate crime charge. Felony mischief. You know what? You know this guy's loving it. You know this guy ain't worried about a thing. Because here's the thing. In that Capitol building, you're going to find Moses. You're going to find the Bible. You're going to find that the said representatives easily, in the majority, swore with their hand on the Bible to stand against the very things that they're putting on display inside of their building. Hey, folks, it is subversive and it's treasonous to advocate for lawlessness in a society that's ruled by law. But what they're doing, folks, is I was talking about in Isaiah 5:20 just a moment ago, this is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to reverse it. They're trying to invert it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Folks, not everybody's just going to roll over in the face of their lawlessness, and I believe that this whole show has been premised on just that. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
.com.